One industry that is not having a good year is automaking. GM recently announced a set of plant closings and job reductions. Now, according to the Wall Street Journal, Ford is thinking along similar lines. The Journal's automotive reporter, Jeffrey McCracken, reports from Detroit today that the number two U.S. automaker is thinking about closing five North American plants and cutting about 7,500 jobs. Jeffrey McCracken joins us from Detroit. And, Mr. McCracken, in a nutshell, what's Ford's problem?
Ford has a lot of the same problems that GM does, which is simply this. They have the ability to make far more cars and trucks than the U.S. buying public cares to buy. Specifically, they have the ability to build far more SUVs and far more full-size pickup trucks than there is a market for.
There are some figures out about sales of the Ford Explorer that seem to illustrate what's really gone sour for Ford.
It's really alarming what's happened to the Explorer. A couple years back, Ford used to build and sell roughly two assembly plants worth of Ford Explorers. Now they're down half from that, and especially troubling is the substantial drop-off in the month of November here. Ford just redesigned the Explorer, yet sales of the Explorer fell roughly 52% in November.
That is from November of last year.
Yeah, exactly.
And overall, not just the Explorer, but all of its car sales over the past year, November to November, down pretty badly as well.
Down about 15% this November compared with last November, and that's really troubling. It's the largest drop-off of any of the automakers, not just among Detroit automakers.
Now, some of these problems sound familiar from what we heard about at GM when GM was closing plants. What part of the problem, if any, is unique to Ford?
I think the Ford problem is it does not have a new lineup of full-size trucks and SUVs just around the horizon. And that's the reason that a number of folks on Wall Street are more concerned about Ford and feel it's more vulnerable. GM, early next year, will roll out a new lineup of full-size SUVs, a lineup that will have slightly better fuel economy and will be completely redesigned. And that's probably going to help GM in 2006. Ford, unfortunately, is still some time away from that. Further alarming for Ford, the new cars that they've rolled out, the Ford Fusion, the Ford 500, have been pretty slow to gain acceptance among the U.S. consumers.
Now, the Ford Explorer, as you've said, really had a horrible year. Its sales dropping from about 400,000 to about 240,000 a year, I think, is what the figures were. On the other hand, the Japanese car makers seem to be able to sell their SUVs. What's the difference?
They, for whatever reason, have not taken quite the drop that the big three have. I think largely it's because GM and Ford sold so many of these products. They were at such a high number, there was perhaps nowhere else to go but down. The big problem for the Detroit automakers is not just they don't sell as many SUVs as they used to, but the profitability per vehicle is down because there's this increased competition.
Do observers of the U.S. auto industry look back to some point in the recent past at which both Ford and GM should have made a call differently than they did? Is there some perceived mistake now that led them into this position, or is it just the facts of oil prices?
I think that you could choose any decade of the last five and say that there were many, many decisions along the way that should have been made differently. I think if you want to be perhaps realistic and focus in on, say, the last decade, both GM and Ford, when they were riding high in the mid and late 90s with truck and SUV profits, perhaps that was the time they needed to truly invest and make themselves both leaner companies at the manufacturing level so they could compete with the Asian automakers, but also should have invested truly in the car side of the business. They, in essence, trained consumers not to think of them when they thought of cars. Think of us when you're looking for a pickup truck. Think of us when you want a big, full-sized SUV. But if you're looking for a fuel-efficient car, well, that's what the Accord and the Camry are for.
Jeffrey McCracken, thanks a lot for talking with us.
My pleasure.
Jeffrey McCracken is the automotive reporter for the Wall Street Journal. He spoke to us from Detroit.